Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Parkscope Unprofessional Podcast Hour Mobile Edition. I am currently in the car driving to Columbus, Ohio. Go Buckeyes. I think that's the only thing in Columbus. But yeah, Jenny's Ice Cream, if you ever have that, that's pretty good too. Anyway, going down to Orlando tomorrow. We're doing Hollywood Horror Nights. We'll have more coverage of that soon. And a bunch of other stuff. The reason why I wanted to release this real quick and get this up is that today, Thursday, September 21st, is the four-year anniversary of the show. So I just want to say thanks to everyone who listens. Thanks to all the guests we've ever had. Thanks to Sean, Mike, Lane, Nick, all those guys. Just thanks, everyone. It's been a blast. And hopefully there's four more years. I mean, who knows? Who knows what's going on, right? I don't know. Things are absolutely insane. The next thing is just some news updates real quick. Mostly Universal related. Disney's not too much news right now, it seems like. They had their big dump in July. It sounds like Universal's made their some changes to plans after D23. So right now it sounds like there's going to be a situation where Universal is trying to get as much open before, right before and right after Star Wars Galaxy opens. Galaxy's Edge, sorry. Star Wars Galaxy is something very different. Star Wars Galaxy's Edge. We previously knew about the Dueling Dragons replacement. Now news is coming out that Ministry of Magic probably is happening at Fear Factor Live. This was a very recent decision, to the point where we're lucky we're getting Bill and Ted this year. So that's an interesting one. Ministry of Magic probably going to go down, probably going to happen as soon as possible. It sounds like it has a Transformers sort of scheduling situation where it's get it done yesterday. T2's going down, as we've reported before. That's going to go down for a high-energy, live-action, universal thing. I don't know. So we're looking at something similar to T2. So don't expect, you know, How to Train Your Dragon, the stage show, to come. Expect something that's going to probably blend mixed media and special effects and people jumping in and out of screens and all sorts of fun stuff. The next rumor is that Shrek may be going down also for something around the lines of Secret Life of Pets. I don't know. Who knows? I've been so busy, I haven't been able to look at much of that. It would make sense. It's just bizarre in its own way. Sorry, I'm making a right-hand turn. It just seems we haven't seen much of a developments on that project, so I'm wondering if that was something they just decided recently to revive the project after putting it on ice, which is possible. I don't know right now. So that's the Secret Life of Pets. Nothing new really with Islands right now, rumor has it, which is unfortunate. Islands need some help. There's still the Marvel stuff that they've been talking about and we've been hearing forever, but again, Disney doesn't seem to be trusting Marvel itself, let alone Universal. So there's that. Islands. Other rumor. Islands this sounds blue sky, but a blue sky concepts for How to Train Your Dragon replacing Lost Continent. Probably getting some sort of family thrill ride in there, probably some kids rides, make that side of the park a little more indoors and more fun. That's it for Islands of Adventure. Still not really sure on what's going on with the next actual theme park or the new land acquisition. Again, there is some stuff on Nintendo, which sounds like that may be still on track for as soon as possible, but that may be somewhere that an expansion's been greenlit immediately. So it may be a situation where we see Mario Kart and Donkey Kong and or Yoshi Open, like, in 2020, and then, like, 2021 or 2022 we get something. So it sounds like that's just kind of happening quickly. Anyway, for the site, real quick, as some heads up, Jeff's still doing his YouTube Tuesday, so go check that out. He's been uploading some fun stuff. I will be on the Twitter posting about Halloween Horror Nights and all my initial thoughts and reactions to houses. I'm not sure what's going to happen with the podcast next week. We're all pretty busy, especially the week after. That's going to be real weird, too, because, excuse me, wow, all the guys are going to be down in Orlando, so I don't know right now, but that's kind of where we stand. I just want to say again, thank you for listening the past 4 years. I can barely get through an episode, so you guys listening to it is kind of amazing. Sorry about the uhs. Again, I'm driving. It's kind of weird to talk to yourself and drive at the same time. But here I am on my way home. So thank you again. Please like, subscribe, rate, do all that fun jazz. It gives us better rankings in iTunes, so when people put in theme park podcasts, we may be, like, at least the top 100. That'd be cool. I don't know. But anyway, thank you very much, guys. This will be going up pretty much unedited and real quick as a thank you. So, thanks. And hopefully I did not pass my exit already. See you later, guys.